It probably goes without saying that Houston is one of the great capitals of Mexican cooking in the United States. And one of the finest Mexican chefs in Houston is Hugo Ortega. An immigrant from Mexico, he started his career as a dishwasher and has come to be a James Beard Award-winning chef. And every time I've eaten at one of his restaurants, which he owns with his wife, Tracy Vaught, I've been blown away by the thoughtfulness of the cooking and the depth of his flavors. And so we were thrilled to be invited into their home to get a lesson on what Hugo loves to make the day after Thanksgiving, a crazy delicious stew, turkey pozole. So Chef Hugo Ortega, thank you so much for having me in your house.
Francis, it's a pleasure, and welcome to H-Town.
Yeah, I do like it here. So I am so excited to be here to talk about Thanksgiving with you. Do you remember your first experience of Thanksgiving in this country?
Yes, in many ways. I mean, it was a little confusing, to be honest with you. But
then, why?
Well, I mean, it was, you know, the flavors and the distinctive components on your table. And I mean, and it's the celebration, you know, of this wonderful country. But eventually, of course, I came to love it, and, you know, we see it and enjoy ourselves. And so it's a wonderful holiday.
So that first Thanksgiving, where were you? Who were you with?
Well, actually with Tracy, my wife. So very memorable, the first one. And we have a table about 14 people. And I mean, just feeling, you know, very small and very, you know, overwhelmed by the occasion. And my English on those days, it's not that good today, but back then it was worse. But you know, what you feel is the love and your feelings, and sometimes for that you don't need expression. You know, you don't need to say much.
Yeah, yeah. Had you met her family before?
No, it was the first time.
Oh,
man. It was the first time. Yeah, it was.
That's stressful.
It was tough. it was tough. I was feeling misplaced. You know, to be honest with you, and but you know, love is love, and you know, things come together at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. And then you told me that, you know, as the years went by, that was many years ago, and as years went by and more of your family came from Mexico, you started to have a tradition of making not just the Thanksgiving meal of turkey and those things, but now you have a day after tradition of making pozole with that turkey carcass.
Yeah.
And we're gonna make that together now. I'm really excited for it. So just to recap, I mean, making pozole is a many, 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 many hour process, starting from making a stock with the turkey carcass, which you've already done. So I'm gonna, just for the listener, I'm gonna recap what you've done so far. So you made a stock with the beautiful turkey carcass. I know it's a great stock even without tasting it, because when you took it out of the fridge, it looked like a pot of Jell-O. So that's when you know the stock is really good.
Yeah.
You toasted pumpkin seeds. Mm-hmm. You toasted these beautiful Mexican pumpkin seeds until they were like brown and crisp. And then you blended it with the stock. So now that stock has this pumpkin seed blended into it. It looks almost like milky and creamy. You also have taken herbs, some parsley, cilantro, hoja santa, separately. You blend that and there's like really bright green herbal liquid. And next to that, you have that creamy pumpkin seed blended stock. And now we're going to make the molito verde, which is sort of like the flavor base of this stew.
That's correct. So, Francis, we have tomatillos.
Okay.
And then we have onions, white onion, garlic, poblano pepper, serrano pepper, tablespoon of black pepper, and 2 cloves.
Beautiful.
So we just want to put everything in this blender, and hopefully the blender cooperates. So a little bit of tomatillos.
Okay.
And then a little bit of the onions.
Yeah.
And the peppers.
And you left the seeds in the serranos.
Yeah, I do believe on leave the seeds, especially when you want to blend the seeds.
Yeah.
You know, so they're going to give you some flavor there.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry about the noise over here. Let's see. Black pepper over here. And I have my hoja santa.
Okay. Can I taste some of the hoja santa?
Sure. Hoja santa is wonderful herb. It's anise flavor. Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like basil, but with a little more like earthiness.
Yeah. In the middle of the winter, when I don't have hoja santa, I use fennel.
Oh, interesting.
But now what we do is also to have Hoja Santa in the middle of the winter. We dry it and then we powder.
Oh, cool.
So let's see, I'm not missing anything, right?
So you took those tomatillos, onions, green mm-hmm. chilies, and garlic, and you just blend it all up into it's basically liquefied.
Yeah, and then once we get everything blend, Francis, what we want to do is to fry it. Mm. We have our pot over here that we want to get it hot, and okay. I want to put a little bit of corn oil,
okay,
about half a cup.
Okay,
and this is the critical point over here because when you fry something, you want to extract the flavors from whatever you know you're frying.
Sure.
That's the idea, right? Like sear it, but at the same time, you develop more flavor.
Mm-hmm. So the idea of frying a liquid is, I think, for a lot of like European cooking, is like, oh, I don't know what that is. That's not really part of the technique. But this is something you would do.
A beautiful green in there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to over fry. We just want to develop flavor because we don't want a green pozole to be dark.
You don't want it to be brown pozole.
You don't want brown pozole.
Meanwhile, let's talk about the pozole itself. The pozole actually refers to the corn, right? The hominy corn.
The hominy corn.
That is big, beautiful kernels.
Maíz pozolero.
It's beautiful. I mean, like these kernels. So they were dried. Mm-hmm. You soak them overnight, and then you've cooked them in some of this stock. These kernels are like the size of dimes. It has such an incredible flavor. It tastes like
nutty and, yeah, and believe me, once you try one, I mean, you just want a full spoon of it, right?
Yeah, yeah. You're right, it's super nutty.
Nutty.
A little bit like potato, super savory, but it has a little bounce in the chewiness, too. Oh, God, I can't get enough of it.
It's really, you know, a wonderful flavor, and
it's
the texture is beautiful and rich.
Okay, and in comes the turkey stock blended with the toasted pumpkin seeds.
Mm-hmm. And also what the pumpkin seeds is going to do in here is going to thicken it. So and I just want to try it and see where we are.
But I love that little bit of brightness from the tomatillo, mm-hmm. that acidity. And do you cook it much together, or like you just bring it up to temperature and then you're done?
I think we want to simmer it for 10 minutes.
Okay.
You know, bring it to a boil and then simmer.
Okay. Now to finish the dish off, you're adding those herbs that you pureed into more stock.
The natural coloring or el colorante.
Yeah.
A pinch of salt.
Oh, and it gives it a beautiful green color. Because a lot of that green color from the Molito cooked off, right? It sort of like lost its color because you're simmering it. But now you add all these fresh, bright green herbs at the end.
All right. So this is, some of the traditional condiments. So I got this bowl that a friend of mine gave it to me. And I think for this occasion, it looks wonderful. And I want to finish it over here. Traditionally, you put a little bit of oregano.
Okay. So a little sprinkle of oregano on the top of the bowl.
And then put in some
radishes.
Some a little bit of white onion. And then we have, cilantro.
Some cilantro leaves.
And a tostada.
Beautiful. And do I squirt lime into this as well?
If you like lime, feel free to.
Okay. A little spritz of lime. Let's do this. All right. So here is this beautiful pozole verde. It's so good. And the thing is, it's like you can taste all these different layers of flavor. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that's such a beautiful thing about Mexican cooking in general. It's about layers of flavor where there's a little bit of lime because you put lime. There's a little bit of radish, that freshness right off the top because it's right in the bowl. And then you get to that colorant. the colorante with the cilantro and the parsley and the hoja santa, like that flavor is so fresh and sweet. Mm-hmm. And then you get into this like deep turkey flavor and you start to taste that molita.
Yeah, the roasted turkey flavor is there. And
yeah, and the pozole itself, I just love that nutty, almondy, chewy corn. It's incredible. I'm with you on this. I would wait for the last Friday of November to eat this.
And you just have to do it once a year, right?
This is amazing. Thank you so much, Chef. And I am thankful for this.
Oh, me too. Thank you so much for coming. And you know, what a wonderful thing that you and I find to something to do with the old carcass or the beautiful turkey.
Yeah. This is amazing. Thank you so much, Chef.
Thank you, Francis. Okay. Absolutely.
Hugo Ortega is the chef of the H-Town Restaurant Group, including Hugo's, Soshi, and Caracol in Houston. You can find his recipe for that turkey pozole, as well as his recipes from the book A Place at the Table, Squash Blossom Salad, and Coconut Ceviche, all at splendidtable.org.